Armed with a search warrant, law enforcement uncovered a significant amount of explosive materials. They say they were just about in every room of the apartment.
Can you describe it all, some of the things that were found, a little more detailed if you can?
Homemade explosive material and a lot of chemicals that would be used in processing those.
Amherst Assistant Police Chief Charles Cohen. At this time, no links to a terrorist plot were discovered.
Based on what I've seen and heard, you characterize it almost as meth lab remediation. There was chemicals everywhere. We weren't really sure what we were dealing with. So you just have the best practice is to slow everything down, call in the experts, and take your time. That's why we were there so late.
During his arraignment, Badding said he was doing research. But Cohen told reporters nothing indicated the materials were for legitimate research. A neighbor who did not want to be identified lives next door to Badding. He described some bizarre behavior.
He also had a blow dart gun that he would, like, use in the backyard and shoot it at trees and stuff like that, which I thought was kind of odd behavior, but that's pretty much it.
The neighbor also noted that Badding had blown off M-80s in his backyard at odd hours of the night. But Amherst police say this was the first time they ever responded to a call at Badding's apartment. On Badding's Facebook page, a number of photos show him breathing fire. Badding has been charged with reckless endangerment, criminal possession of a weapon, and discharging a firearm. More charges are possible. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.